ABC Radio Australia.
Now, on the show last week, we told you about the new Australia-Pacific Cricket Linkages Program, which is being funded by the Australian Government's Pacific Oz Sports Organisation. The aim, to develop the game in both Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu by giving both countries access to Australian competitions. For PNG, it means building on established links with the men's team, the Barramundis, already involved in the top-end T20 tournament in the Northern Territory, amongst others. But for Vanuatu, the new initiative is a landmark which will open doors and that for their men's and women's teams. Cricket Vanuatu's chief executive Tim Cutler says it takes their relationship with Cricket Australia to a whole new level, with the promise of more high quality competition and the chance to close the gap on PNG as the leading Pacific cricket nation.
There's been individual relationships with clubs, associations and states in the past, but nothing is formalised as here and nothing to the level of support from a financial but also an exposure point of view that we're going to get through this.
You mentioned individuals there, and certainly the current captain of the men's team, for example, Patrick Mototava, has played club cricket at the top level here in Melbourne for the Essendon Club, and a number of other players have had similar contracts. But Vanuatu as a team has never had the kind of opportunity that this link will actually provide, both for men and for women.
No, and I think it's evident from the on-field performances in Canada just gone how much our men's team could benefit from more opportunity like this for them to play high-level cricket as a team, whether it's home or away. And we're hoping that this support via Cricket Australia, and more importantly, probably considering the funding is coming by the Australian government, Pacific Oz Sports, what that could mean from the men's team development, and hoping this is the start of a great relationship with that program and with Cricket Australia, and likewise with our women down the line as well.
So would I be right in thinking that what this will mean in one case is the opportunity to take part in, for example, the top-end T20 tournament, which is on at the moment? Papua New Guinea are already involved in that. So would I be right in thinking that Vanuatu would take part in that and you could play Papua New Guinea as part of that process?
Yes, it's a great initiative. Cricket 365, as they call it, and it's an array of tournaments with the top-end T20 being one of them. Not telling any state secrets here, but we'd actually put feelers out to NT Cricket about us being part of that this year as well. It was just too late, and also from a funding point of view, we would have had to have seen where that comes from. But yeah, we've seen PNG, the big sibling in the region anyway, but the experience that they've gained both playing in South Australia and in other places throughout Australia are now formalised with participation in that top-end competition. I'd love for our men's team, I guess in this case, we're talking about being part of it, but also our women's team down the line. And I think it's our chance then to sort of catch up to our bigger sibling and hopefully run past them as well.
Great opportunities clearly for the players, but what about the admin side of things, the coaching side of things? Are there gaps there perhaps that this deal doesn't necessarily assist you with?
Yes, I think the tyranny of distance and expense for anyone in the Pacific is always a huge challenge when you come to prioritising decisions like this, and especially if it's your money or indeed you're applying for money that comes from a funding pot like Pacific Oz Sports. It's very focused to elite on-field development. We've been very lucky to be supported by Australia's Team Up program, formerly Pacific Sports Partnerships. I know there are lots of Pacifics in sports here, but hopefully you can keep up with me. But the Team Up funding has really hit at social impact programs around our Women's Island Cricket and our Appeal Against Violence program that sits alongside our school development program, and where this announcement, which is amazing, the experience to have the Australian Indigenous sides tour Vanuatu, there is still important things around skill development, coaching and sports administration. As unfashionable as that sounds, to have those skill sets built and assisting sport, specifically cricket, the Pacific, would be amazing. And hopefully that's something down the line that we can explore more so, whether it's with the partners coming via with Australia funding Cricket Australia or its states, or indeed we've also got another very successful full member in New Zealand in the region as well, who we have similar provincial relationships, but that will hopefully build more and more as the region comes close together with perhaps something directly with New Zealand cricket, similar to what we're talking about here.
And would it be fair to say that the eyes are on the prize for Vanuatu in terms of bridging the gap between yourselves and Papua New Guinea? I mean, clearly you feel you have the talent in the country. It's really opportunities like this that will perhaps allow that talent to blossom, and maybe you'll be up there with PNG in the not too distant future.
We can only hope. We can only do the preparation that we can. But no, it'd be lying to say that if we weren't looking at PNG as a target in the region, and as everybody else, I think, from East Asia, from as far as Korea, Japan, Indonesia, Philippines to us in the Pacific, of seeing who we have to beat. And even more so recently with the fact that the ICC has revised the qualification pathways to mean that there is direct regional qualification, you know, a bit more like a FIFA World Cup, that there are a certain number of places per region rather than in the previous iterations where you would then go into a global qualifier and come up against the best teams around the world. You could say that East Asia Pacific now has a, I'm air quoting here, an easier path in that there's a guaranteed spot for the winner of that regional final, similar to what is there for the under-19s men's and women's World Cups for the last 10 years or so. But that really puts even more onus on these regional qualifiers that are coming up, that Vanuatu will be hosting the Pacific one in 2 and a bit weeks' time, but makes it all the more important to build those capabilities with men's and women's teams, knowing that there's a clearer, simpler road to get to the T20 World Cups. And we've seen the ICC talk about T20 cricket being the growth vehicle and being what they're trying to use is it's going to grow the game. So hopefully with that comes investment and exposure and the chance for our men's team to be getting through to the 2024 T20 World Cup in West Indies and for the first time the United States as well, and the opportunity that brings and the fact that we're not going to be going into a first round like is happening in the Men's World Cups at the moment, be going into a group with four other probably higher ranked teams, three of which are going to be some of the big four members. So you could be falling into a group with India, Australia or New Zealand from the go. So the exposure that that could bring along this new pathway to T20 cricket, I guess, brings the importance of these partnerships and the building of our players on and off the field all the more to the fore, seeing how the World Cups are structured now.
And the first stage of that World Cup qualification process will be hosted in the East Asia Pacific region by Vanuatu next month, in fact, and in a world first, that tournament will be played on a hybrid wicket. That's never been done before, so that could be a big step forward for the associate nations as well. That's Tim Cutler, Chief Executive of Cricket Vanuatu.